Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece from The Atlantic about the Canadian Liberal Party's surprising election win. It's titled, The Liberals Who Can't Stop Winning.
Wow, four consecutive wins? I'm hooked already. What makes this story so fascinating? Besides, you know, the winning part.
Well, just 5 months before the election, the Liberals were trailing the Conservatives by a whopping 25 percentage points. Trudeau's approval rating was in the basement, a dismal 22%. Pundits predicted a near wipeout, but then a remarkable turnaround.
Okay, so a comeback story. But how did they manage such a dramatic shift in public opinion?
The article points to a couple of key factors. Many attribute the win to, wait for it, Donald Trump. His threats against Canada, like annexation and tariffs, seemingly rallied Canadians around the incumbent Liberals. It's like a rally round the flag effect, eh?
The Trump card, literally. So it was all external forces at play?
Not entirely. The article argues that the Liberals' political prowess also played a significant role. They successfully capitalized on Trump's rhetoric, contrasting it with the Conservative leader's Canada First slogan, which sounded a bit too Trumpian for many. Clever, right?
I see. Interesting. Turning a potential weakness into a strength. But this isn't their first rodeo, is it?
Nope. This isn't their first comeback. They've governed Canada for a large chunk of its history, but they were decimated in 2011. Then Trudeau took the helm in 2013. And 2 years later, boom, a majority government. And he didn't just win. He governed. Expanded social security, massive infrastructure bills, gun control, you name it.
A progressive powerhouse. But didn't Trudeau leave office with low approval ratings?
He did. But unlike, say, the Democrats with Biden and Harris, the Liberals strategically replaced Trudeau with Mark Carney, a respected outsider. One of Carney's first moves, he axed Trudeau's unpopular carbon tax, a bold move that likely solidified their win.
Wow. Pragmatic and strategic. So, Trump was a factor, but not the only factor. The Liberals' own political savvy and willingness to adapt played a crucial role.
Precisely. They were able to seize the moment and turn a potential disaster into a resounding victory. What's particularly interesting is how they handled the transition from Trudeau to Carney. It's a lesson in political maneuvering.
Absolutely. The article suggests the Democrats could learn a thing or two from their northern neighbors. This whole situation really highlights the importance of adaptability and strategic thinking in politics. So, what's the takeaway here?
The Canadian Liberals' winning streak isn't just about luck or circumstance. It's a testament to their political talent, their willingness to adapt, and yes, their ability to capitalize on the interesting times we live in. And with that, folks, we wrap up our discussion on the Canadian Liberals' incredible winning streak. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.